All right. Well, we're back again with another Uncommon podcast. Joshua, leaves are turning. Fall's happening.
The trees are on fire.
Trees are on fire. No, actually, the trees are all in my yard.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. But it's that time of year when football and food come together. Fall interlock around Thanksgiving. And so, but this podcast is around staying thankful. Mm-hmm. I think that people, you see a meme come out on the very first of November. Post a thing you're thankful for every day of November. Mm-hmm. Or at Thanksgiving, you're like, oh, let's go around the room and say what you're thankful for and make everybody uncomfortable kind of thing. We're kind of saying, look, we shouldn't just focus on being thankful around Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful all the time. So obviously, staying thankful is more than a seasonal focus. This should be a daily practice that shapes how we see lives. Mm. And because the election is over, if that's not something to be thankful for, I don't know what is.
I'm just happy not to get any more voting ads.
Exactly. No more texts, no more TV spots, radio. Oh, my goodness. So I am just thankful for that. So in our first segment, we're talking about recognizing God's daily blessings. Mm-hmm. And so gratitude begins with noticing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why when someone says, list something or say what you're thankful for, we take a moment to notice what we're thankful for. Mm-hmm. And kind of not take things for granted.
Sure.
And I think it's much easier to do so all throughout the year, you know. And so whether it's a conversation with someone or over coffee or whatever, it's those small moments that I think that we all experience that we could be thankful for. Mm-hmm. Does anybody in your small group, or did your small group do, I know you got like a Friendsgiving coming up?
Yes, we're doing a Friendsgiving like the week before Thanksgiving. And then, you know, a lot of our group kind of checks in with each other pretty periodically about texting and prayers and stuff like that. One thing that I have done more recently, and this may be in case you don't want to have to talk to someone about this, in case you feel like you're like, I don't want to talk to people. You
know? Right. I'm thankful, not that thankful.
In my prayer time, when I pray, I just kind of go over and take moments and, you know, say, thank you, Lord, for this in my life kind of thing. Now, there's a lot easier to do when something bad's going on, right? You know,
sure.
Like, oh.
Has our attention.
Yeah. Oh, crap. This thing's happening. What's not going wrong? Okay, cool. I can focus on that. That is what I've been doing and taking moments, because I think one of the things that I've realized over the years is my brain can go on autopilot in prayer sometimes. Sure. And I have to catch myself of, like, you know, even like just, you know, thank you, Lord, for this great day I've had. Thank you for a better seeing, yada, yada, cool, amen. And then moving on my day. And sometimes I have to, like, break out of that and be like, okay, I'm trying to be intentional here. You know, this isn't for God's benefit right now. God already knows all things going on. This is for my benefit kind of thing. Right. So taking time and thanking the Lord, you know, and making sure that it's not just like lip service, you know, just like words that we're just saying kind of thing. That's helped me kind of reevaluate, like, okay, you know, I'm very thankful for the house that I've been given, you know, the family that I have, you know, for the friends that we are engaged with kind of thing. So, and then know some people that, like, they'll write down in journals. That's a thing in case you're like, hey, I need to, like, get this out of my head. That's really good for some people.
Even just documenting it so that you can, because we're horrible about remembering, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're like, you know, if it's beyond my 7-second goldfish brain, I don't remember it. Yeah. So if I could write down something that you've gone through this before. Mm-hmm. A good example. Every June, when we first started the business, June would be a little bit slow. In the first couple of years, I'm like, man, I'm a little nervous about that. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a note to future TJ on June 1st, and it says, don't freak out, June is slow.
Yeah.
Now, June hasn't been slow in quite a number of years, praise God, but I keep it there so that it reminds me that, look, we've been through this before. Mm. Remember what God has done, and let's focus on being thankful for the things you do have.
Yeah, because so. It can definitely get you through those hard times when you can look back and say, okay, I've gotten through the last 28 years of my life through God's blessing alone.
Sure.
Why would he stop that now?
Right, right. So in the reference story here, it got me thinking about my Nana. Mm. And so she was, felt like 90 pounds, soaking wet, carrying an 80-pound anvil, and always cooking, ironically. Italian, from the top of her jet black hair with gray strands to the bottom of her little mumble feet, you know. And, you know, she passed away, goodness, over 30-something years ago, and I still miss her. I mean, there's probably not a month goes by without me thinking of her in some fashion. Mm. And so, you know, think back, I was very, very young when she passed. I'd say in my teens probably, you know, and where she lived, I wasn't even driving at the time to go see her. Mm. And so, you know, I saw her some, probably more when my parents would take us over there. And that was a fair amount. But as I got a little older, it kind of like just tapered down a little bit. But, you know, could I have spent more time? Probably so. Did I? No. Would I do it again, given the chance now at 56? 100%. 100%. So, you know, you look back on those things that you are thankful for. Those things kind of come and go in the sense of each thing sometimes has a season.
Yeah.
You may have a really good job or great health insurance. That's like catching two handfuls of the same water. It may not be there a couple of years from now. All those things that make us take pause and say, am I investing in that moment right then and mm-hmm. being thankful? Or do I need years to pass? And, you know, you might hear the reference of, oh, the golden years.
Sure.
That's people wishing upon a star of like, man, you know, it was so much nicer back then. It's probably just as horrible or challenging back then.
Sure.
But it's just different, and enough time has passed, and you don't remember it. So, you know, small blessings do matter. Even a simple conversation or a meal. I know, you know, we're foodies. Mm-hmm. So I know food is not a love language in Gary's thing, but I make it in mine. Yeah. You know, food is definitely a love language of mine. And so when Mom and I either cook something we both like or we go out and eat something, that's really a big deal for us. You know, just the experience. It may not be expensive food at all, but it's just that particular moment. We've experienced it enough times to say, this is a good moment. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so, and gratitude requires awareness. I think if we don't make ourselves more aware of our situations, things just fly right by.
Sure. I mean, you can blink and then 2 years will pass and then you'd be like, okay, cool. So what happened again?
Yeah.
I think because we live in such a society of like go, 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 it's really easy to be like, I mean, I always joke the irony of Thanksgiving happening, being thankful, and the very next day we're elbowing each other in line Walmart to get TVs, right? Just like the irony in that statement alone.
I'm so thankful for everything I have.
Get out of my way. I'm going to get a plasma.
It's a 4K elbow to the face.
So, yeah, I mean, just I think, and this comes with practice, just being aware of gratitude, both receiving it from others or, you know, just blessings that God has given you or being that blessing to someone else too.
Yeah, I think that thankfulness cultivates joy, a perspective of joy, so that we don't need a parade every day of our lives to be thankful. We can kind of reflect on, you know what, if you've ever been sick and you're not sick, you're like, oh, I don't think I'm going to take those healthy days for granted for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. One of the challenges of what moments today can you thank God for, and how can you shift your focus on from what's missing to what's present? Because I think that I mean, social media is, you know, sometimes the bane of existence when it comes to look at what I have.
Yeah, look what you could get.
Right. If you worked harder, TJ, you could have this too. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know if everybody experiences that, but it seems to be the thrust around when someone is describing social media. It's all my friends are millionaires, or they're always showing off their new cars, or whatever kind of thing. Not thinking that, well, that just may be something that's a highlight in that person's life. It's not every day is a parade, but that's the thing. But if you only look at someone's highlights, then it's going to maybe affect you a little bit differently. So I think keeping our focus on what we do have and not what we don't, that's always been a challenge for humans, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we're always the glitz and glam of, like, what can I get? I mean, there's a reason. Well, it used to be a big thing about those daytime sell-a-thon things. Where, like, you know, well, now we're going to be talking about this useless trinket of Beanie Babies for the next 10 minutes kind of thing, right? So I think the greed is a very natural human emotion, and it's hard sometimes to kind of pull yourself out of that to be, hey, I should be thankful that, you know, I have X, Y, and Z, even though it may not be that trip to Italy that I see my friends going on, but, you know, at least Lord's blessed me with this, you know, this talent to keep and, you know, that kind of thing. So, but yeah, social media is one of those things where we always talk about, like, it's such a dangerous environment if used poorly. And if you have, like, maybe you're inclined to, like, you know, addictive personality, like, I'm going to doom scroll. I'm going to look at everyone else's life and compare that to every highlight, low light, and blooper reel of my life kind of thing. So
I have quite a few blooper reels in my life. Yeah, I think that you would think that this would also change as you matured. One, as a person, two, as a Christian, as you've gotten older, hopefully wiser, and you're like, well, you know what? I have years to reflect upon God's presence in my life. And so, you know, I think we do appreciate things more as we get older. But it's not always the case.
No.
I mean, their selfishness, whether it be you're 6 years old or you're 76 years old, there's the human nature of being selfish is there.
Yeah, my favorite punching bag, the Israelites. I mean, how long were they in the desert before they immediately were like, you know what? Things used to be better back there when we were getting whipped, you know, that kind of thing. You know, not being grateful and thankful for the Lord getting them out of Egypt.
Sure. That's taking thankfulness to a whole weird level, right? And boy, back when we were getting beat, man,
the good old days. Meat just tasted better.
The good old days. So let's do our scripture reference.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Give thanks in all circumstances. We always talk about the Bible's written for us, not about us, and this is exactly what we talk about of, you know, God knew that there are going to be things on top things that we struggle with.
Sure.
And so having things like this, having a scripture like this that touches on specifics, because when I read that, I'm like, why would he say give thanks in all circumstances when he knows that the DMV is no place to give thanks? No place to give thanks.
Nah.
So I love that that's there. Great challenge for us.
Yeah. Well, and it says rejoice always, and then follows that up immediately with pray without ceasing.
Right.
You can see that that prayer is right behind the rejoicing. It's not just, we'll rejoice and say everything's great, but it's rejoicing and then pray continuously.
Right. Because, you know, go through that exercise of like, man, that person just, they just bought another new car. Okay, I'm going to go pray on this right now. You know what, Lord, I was just envious. I'm sorry. You know, it makes you quickly understand that maybe we're not as thankful as we could be. And just because the word Thanksgiving is in the holiday, I don't think it does us any service when it's not Thanksgiving.
No.
And so, you know, you hear all these songs, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's probably because everybody's getting gifts.
Yeah.
Right? And eating and drinking and all that kind of stuff.
A lot of vacation time.
A lot of vacation time kind of thing. And so I think being thankful all year long is a great battle to a goal to set. Mm-hmm. So as we take and get ready to move into our second segment, hang on and check out our awesome sponsors. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Wilson Technology Group. At Wilson Technology Group, we're not just an IT vendor. We're your trusted business partner delivering exceptional support, innovative solutions, and peace of mind. One call, one team, all your tech issues resolved.
All right, so we're coming back into our second segment about being grateful all year round. And so the first part we kind of talked about, you know, being thankful and the kind of looking back and being consistent in that situation. And this time, or in this segment here, we're going to be talking more about kind of like finding gratitude during the difficult times, the hard times,
right,
the dark seasons of our lives, and how that can impact you, even though it may be hard to find gratitude during those seasons, but how much strength that can give you in those dark moments.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about my wife's sickness and all the stuff that she's gone through, and we're having a surgery coming up again to try to give her some relief. And I can tell you, having gone through that once and now a second time, I'm tackling it way differently than I did that first time.
Oh.
There's a lot of nervousness and just concern. And this time, the mantra in my mind has been, God got me through it the first time, me and my wife.
Sure.
He's going to do it again.
Yeah.
And so I can tell you, that's a situation of repetition because it's the same thing over again. But I can tell you, I'm handling it better this time, being more conscious of keeping that sense of gratitude of like, well, maybe my wife's health's not in the great place right now, but he blessed us with this house.
Sure.
He blessed us with family and friends around us that kind of
right,
help that. So that has definitely been a huge boon to me in this time frame and helped me be a stronger rock for Heather during this.
Yeah.
And
you know what to expect, or at least a reference point.
Yeah.
Of, okay, it's a small surgery.
Mm.
They don't seem to be worried about it.
No.
It's not a couple $100,000. It's not like, you know, well, it's going to take 6 months of physical therapy afterwards kind of thing. You do have a reference point of your first one.
Yeah.
And so it's the unknowns ones that the first timers, right?
Sure.
And so one of the references we say here is those Katrina years.
Yeah.
2005 to 2007 for us, pardon me, was our Katrina years. It hit, September, August 28th, something like that, and of 2005. And while we lived in an apartment in Arizona and stayed with some friends before that and that kind of stuff there, had, you know, a life there, I don't think we got settled again back into a home until we moved here to Charlotte in June of 2007. And so almost two full years of, well, that's different. And that wasn't life before, you know.
Yeah.
And so going through that, like you said, it definitely helped with other quote unquote storms.
Yeah.
During that process, we, you know, really found the church. We're like, hey, just because we're in a different location does not mean that we're going to stop worshiping God. Found a church, got put into a small group, kept in touch with family, phones and FaceTimes, and really, you know, kind of connected with God on a whole different level. And so that definitely helped going through that, because that would be a first-timer. Even though hurricane season comes every year, June to November, any good Cajun knows that. And you always kind of would go on a small one-day, two-day evacuation. You drive up someplace, drive right back down next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. That was the first time that kind of stuff happened.
Sure.
So we didn't really have a reference point. So when the hurricane stuff came through recently for Western North Carolina, we could see that through different eyes, mm-hmm. you know, this time, and still just as tragic, but seeing people go through that and just encouraging people that we know that we're over there made a difference after we've kind of gone through it. Makes you wonder. So the Israelites that did make it over to the Promised Land, mm-hmm. how different were their lives the next 20 years after being in the wilderness, mm-hmm. those 20 years, you know, just seeing, or even the previous month before that, you yeah. know. So reflecting back on things definitely makes it a big impact.
Sure, sure. I mean, definitely the gratitude can definitely be that sense of strength during mm-hmm. those times. And yeah. the more you practice it, the stronger and stronger, you know, our hearts are during those time frames. Because sure. this is kind of like trying to take on a marathon just by looking at a marathon on TV and be like, I could do that. So get out of couch and run it kind of thing. It takes time and momentum to build up that you know, that heart muscle. Mm. And, you know, leaning on other people, I think, is a huge part of that.
Yeah.
You know, looking through perspectives, you know, understanding what other people can see and going on in your life. Because it's hard to see that tree from the forest sometimes.
Oh, we couldn't recognize what we're in right. while we're in it.
Right. So, you know, taking those moments, talking to other people, having them, you know, bless you and helping you through those scenarios. Sure. And then, you know, really focusing in on, you know, what God could be doing in those scenarios. Mm. You know, there are plenty of bad things out there that happen to people, good people, and, you know, the comfort we can take is that God is behind the scenes doing something with that, right? Sure. It's all part of his plan, you know? Is it a great thing that Heather's been sick all these years? Of course not, but right. Trying to think through the perspective of what can I lean on and trust God in these moments and, you know, pray that whatever he's pulling out of, you know, maybe our relationship or... Yeah. Her strength or, you know, us as, you know, parents, hopefully in the future and that kind of thing. What can God use that in this scenario to kind of pull out in the future that I can't see currently?
Sure, sure. I think that sometimes the tragedy is the lesson, right? You know, I bet Job approached all that he was blessed with differently the second time than the first time.
Sure.
He may have been very thankful for all he had before conversations started about Job, right? Mm-hmm. But after that season, I'm sure his viewpoint changed quite a bit. Mm. So our scripture reflection in this section is Philippians 4, 6 through 7.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
So we didn't mention in the first segment there, but wanted to kind of give you just a reference point for some resources on the Uncommon site. So we have, if you're a member, you have access to all of this, and if you're not, you need to become a member. Because the amount of content we have there is a really nice, well-rounded library. Mm. Things like the devotion, Rest Boldly. You know, Don't Call It a Comeback. The Most Stressful Time of the Year.
I always like that one.
Right. you know, with originals and workbooks and master classes, we just launched one. I wrote this, I'm going to say probably 6 months ago, and we had scheduled it to come out in November, and Hurricane Helene had hit like less than 3 weeks before we scheduled that go out, and it was called Stress, Finding Peace in the Storm. Mm. I guess it's a good bet. To if you're going to write something about destruction and the storms of life, to be in October and November just because of hurricane season. but also things like ChatGOD and also PTSD, the Battle of the Mind.
Yeah.
You know, those are great resources that can help with us changing our perspective when it comes to being grateful, because you don't want to have a Job moment.
Yeah.
To have a Job moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really be thankful for some things that are good going on in my life rather than having to go through something bad just to appreciate the good at that point. So, so hopefully this has touched someone around this holiday season. As you, nothing wrong with being thankful at Thanksgiving, but we would challenge you to take that into the rest of this year and all through next year as well. Find something to be thankful for and lean into it.
Yeah.
So, Joshua, hit him with it.
If you're going to be something, be uncommon.